Now, who did Museveni target exactly? How did he use surveillance to eliminate or reduce opposition?
Well, according to Privacy International's report, this all started after the presidential elections of 2011, which he won. And following those elections, the country saw widespread protests, a lot of political upheaval over allegations of corruption, as well as just general high costs of living. And from that, a lot of opposition groups just sprang up, basically. And in order to quell the situation, according to Privacy International, President Museveni, around late 2011, reached out to, or actually created a program specifically geared towards bringing these groups down through surveillance, blackmail, and various other means. It's important to note also that following the election, many dissidents, both activists and actually politicians, were detained or jailed, often without reason.
What is Finn Fisher?
Finn Fisher is a extremely powerful type of malware that when it affects a computer, it can affect computers, smartphones, webcams, virtually any kind of hackable equipment. And what it does, basically, it gives the owner, whoever sending it, free rein over your computer. For example, it can hijack your webcam, it can read your emails, it can basically invade your life. And this is produced by a company called Gamma Group International, which is based in the UK, but has various affiliates in other countries, including Germany. And they do a lot of their business, as has been revealed over the past couple of years, to very repressive regimes, the likes of Ethiopia, Bahrain, and now, of course, Uganda.